Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. I've been watching Precious Metals closely for a bit here. Early this month, back, you know, the first week of March, gold really took off and got to about $2,200. Oh, that might have been a week or 10 days ago. It seems to have settled in about $2,150. I'll see if my next guest agrees. Tom Colson from Liberty Coin Service with me again. Tom, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Steve. Good morning.
Gold got up there. It looks like it has a new floor at about $2,150, but I never know for sure. You have your hands in this every day, all the time. Looking at gold, what do you see? What are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it looks like we've had several trading days where we've been in the mid-2100s. We're about 2185 as we speak this morning, so it's getting, again, towards the upper end of its range. Again, pretty solid support here, and the interesting thing is initially when this rally started, I saw just lots and lots of selling, and late last week I finally started seeing some buyers coming in. So I think people are starting slowly to believe in this rally, and they're starting to buy gold again. And so, seen less selling lately.
As they buy in, like you say they're doing, that establishes that floor, basically, right?
It helps to do so, yes. And, yeah. You know, I feel like the hard floor is about 2070 still. And then, you know, in the mid-2100s, as you said, I think right now it seems like we've got support at those levels as well.
So with silver, you've been saying for a while to the folks that listen to this program that silver is still a good buy, maybe undervalued more than gold. What do you say today?
I believe it to be so still. We're a little bit weaker than we were the last time we talked. We're around 2440, I think, this morning, which has gone just about nowhere or down a little bit in the last couple of weeks. But I still think silver's a good deal. I mean, we're at half of its all-time high. And, you know, the premiums are low on most silver products as well. So I would jump in on silver here.
So what is silver's all-time high then? 48?
About $50. It hit $50 back in 1980, if you could believe it, and then hit just under $50 again in 2011.
Right. So still running shy of where it should be. Well, 1980, the Hunt brothers did corner the market. There was a special circumstance on that for sure. Bunky Hunt. Remember seeing him in the news, big fella from Texas, anyhow. All right, here's what I tell you folks. Every time you see Tom Colson on the program, it's a chance for you to think about, hey, what do I have in the drawer? What do I have of value? Do I have coins? Do I have collectibles? What do I have? Because Tom is brilliant when it comes to collecting of coins, but also collectibles in general, be it trading cards or paraphernalia or whatever it might be. And today we've got some coins here. And I've been looking at these, Tom, trying to figure out what country it's from. I've had some difficulty with that. So let's go ahead and look. Obviously, it's a British protectorate of some sort, but it's not the UK. At least I don't think so. What am I looking at?
That one actually is the UK because it just circulates in Britain. I guess they didn't need to say, you know, it's from Great Britain because everybody there would know it. But, yeah, that's a Great Britain twopence.
So I've been had. You're telling me
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I've been had. All right, so – it doesn't even say what year it's from, does it? I mean, this is just a basic generic
coin. 1980.
Oh, there it is.
It does have the date, yeah, on the Queen's side.
So what is two pence converted to American money? I don't know what that is translationally to American money.
Well, essentially, it'd be like a two-cent piece. I mean, it's 1/50th of a Great Britain pound, or it's, you know, 2/100ths of that. So it's a little more than 2 cents in U.S. money, or it's basically 2 pence or, you know,
collectible at all?
Pound there. Not especially. They're very common. You can still spend them, although they don't have a lot of value, but not particularly collectible.
All right, so the next coin. Next coin here it is a British protectorate. It's not going to get me this time because it says that it's East Africa. And I found this to be a fascinating coin to look at. It's dated 1949. And within a few years here, East Africa is going to be renamed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think around 1960, the name change came in. But East Africa, 1 shilling coin, not silver, but yeah, beautiful design with the lion there in the front. It's popular. Those are somewhat collectible, although they don't tend to go for much more than their metal value for the jewelry pieces. And this piece is still just copper nickel there.
And what's a shilling?
A shilling would be, that's 12 pence, which would be in the old system, 1/20th of a pound.
But so I'm trying to convert it in my head to the U.S. dollar. It's not working for me. So
that would be maybe about a quarter in terms of old U.S. money.
25 cents. And what country would this have become? Kenya? What country would this become?
I believe that's right.
See, coins are fascinating, Tom. That's why you're touching history here, because East Africa, by 1960, pretty much the European powers had vacated. All right, our last coin today, dated 1794, says United States of America on the back. I don't see that it says the value here. I've been studying these coins a little bit. What am I looking at?
Well, that looks to be a 1794 silver dollar, and the value would be on the side. So if you looked at the edge of the coin and you could see that, it would say something like 100 cents or $1 unit, I think, is what the inscription would say. But that would be an extremely rare coin. They only made 1,758 pieces that year, and that's the first year that the United States made both half dollars and dollar coins. There's only about 50 or so of those known to exist still.
Oh, so what's this worth?
In that condition, if genuine, it's over $1 million coin, I would guess. It's certainly several hundred thousand dollars.
So there's the $1 million coin. Ivy, we have $1 million coin here. Tom just told you we have $1 million coin here. That's remarkable. Okay, guys, if you have a collectible, you go to coins@stevegruber.com, you send it along. Tom, with his many, many years of expertise, can tell us what it's worth. If you got another collectible, like I say, baseball cards or something you've picked up along the way from the World's Fair, whatever it might be, send us a picture here, coins@stevegruber.com. Tom will take a look at it. He'll give an educated guess. It's not a final guess, but an educated guess. And Tom Colson, greatly appreciate that. $1 million coin. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new